Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the PM team. Period. Full stop. Today, Chris Muller across from me. Donnie football pulling a Ernie Banks. Playoff baseball on TV. The Guardians of Cleveland with a small payroll in the postseason. Their fans bored with the playoffs, not sold out there. We have not experienced playoff baseball in Pittsburgh since 2015, so going on a decade now. But, hey, good news. Travis Williams saying there, the president of the Pirates, that the reason why Ben Cherington is here is because they intend on being a playoff team in 2026, period, full stop. And firing a general manager who had them 20 games under 500 in 2025 would set them back. I like the follow-up question because it made Travis Williams state the reasons why he thinks the Pirates are close, even though they're finished in the standings last place and their record would say they're not. And there are a couple of truths in there. But there are also things that got stretched big time by him. He said, we're a lot closer. Carrying the momentum from 2025. What momentum? What momentum in 2025? Look at September record. Look at how they played the last 3 weeks of the season. That's not momentum. They didn't get red hot at the end of the year. Their manager, who I thought deserved an extension, finished 6 games under 500. That's a 77-win pace. If he manages like that next season, they're not going to reach their goal. I'll be generous and say, I agree with the best starting pitching in baseball thing. Fine. I'll give you that. You got Paul Skenes at the top of it. Chandler, I thought, had his moments. Ashcraft came up and was good for half the season. Burroughs is a nice back-of-the-end rotation starter. Oviedo came off his injury and pitched well. You're going to get Jared Jones back next year. All right, that's true. Here's the big lie. Great young core of position players. They don't have one. They don't have a single good young position player. One of the things about the Pirates in 2025 that is a total myth. This was not a young baseball team, Chris.
No, it was not.
They played Tommy Pham every day. They played Andrew McCutchen every day. They played Brian Reynolds, who's 30, every day. They played guys who were in their late 20s every day.
Their alleged,
Nick Gonzalez, Spencer
their alleged
Horwitz.
Cornerstone is like 26 already. Ellie De La Cruz, who O'Neill Cruz is compared to, is a full 3 years younger.
Exactly. O'Neill Cruz. And did Travis Williams watch O'Neill Cruz? Since Memorial Day, you can't say he's part of a great young core. The only guy they played every day, or not even every day, the guy who played the most who's 25 or younger on this team is Henry Davis, who hit a buck 67.
Which was good enough for me. Good enough.
So they do not have a good young core of hitters. They do have the best hitting prospect, the best overall prospect in baseball. They have one of the better farm systems in baseball.
Almost by virtue of just that guy's existence. I'm not sure how, like, exceptionally deep it is. Termar Johnson, I still have major questions about, among others.
The one thing that didn't get asked at this press conference that I wish would have, and it would not have, I think, like, I don't think Travis would have given, like, a big-time, like, in-depth, substantive answer. But I just wanted him, I would have liked to have heard him try to articulate, explain why someone couldn't come from the outside and make this better. You told me what you like about Charrington or what you like about what Charrington has done.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, like, what bringing somebody from the outside is going to make this worse? What is the person going to do? The owner still is in charge. Like, if that guy wants to come in and trade Paul Skeens, he's not going to be able to do that without the owner's permission.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't somebody who's got more of a resume developing hitters, which is what you need and what they said? Travis Williams said, he came right out and said it, we got to get aggressive and get better hitters in here.
Mm-hmm.
You're trusting a man who since 2020 has not developed a single good hitter. Why would you believe in him to do that? It's like, if I had somebody come over and babysit Stella, and the one thing I want that babysitter to be able to do is make sure that she doesn't go out and run into traffic. And the one time she came over and watched Stella, that's exactly what she did. She went out into the road. Why would I ask her back? If your goal was, we need more pitching, okay, here's a guy with a track record for pitching. He has no track record with hitters. I'm nervous. They give him credit for Connor Griffin, Chris. I don't think he's going to do a good job of picking the right time for him to get called up and when to find, like, that sweet spot, which is a very difficult thing to do with prospects. How many Pirates hitters have we looked back in retrospect on and said, oh, maybe they rushed him to the major leagues?
Or maybe they let him sit too long in AAA.
Yes. That's a very sensitive thing. He's the last guy I trust with that.
Well, I kind of want to know how much they've stayed. Like, they did we're staying away from Paul Skeens for the most part. They did little things, and they deserve credit with him. But I want to know how much they're just staying away on Connor Griffin and letting the guy's natural talent sort of do the work for them.
Sure.
Because they should stay far away from him.
Yeah, but that does. So Connor Griffin gets to pick the day he gets called up to the major leagues?
No. I'm just saying, like, more from how he's developed so far, I hope that they are letting him develop on his own timeline, but also are aggressive about bringing him up. If he looks ready, bring him up.
They're trying to thread two very narrow needles. The first one is winning on a budget, which a couple teams do. Cleveland still playing baseball. Cincinnati still playing baseball. Now, Cincinnati needed, you know, one of the most embarrassing collapses in baseball history to take place. They went 40-40 over their last 80 games and got in with an 83-79 record, but still they're there. So there are a couple of small market teams. So you know it's harder. Most of the big market teams are still playing. The small market teams are not, who don't spend as much. And the other needle is very few teams in baseball go from low 70 wins to high 80 wins or 90 plus wins the next year. There's only one team in the playoffs this year that did that, Chris, and that's Toronto. They went from 74 wins to 93 wins, a massive jump. They have the seventh largest payroll in all of baseball.
Toronto's the
They gave Vladimir Guerrero Jr. a $500 million deal or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, Toronto's a bigger city, I believe. It might be largest city in North America.
You're basically asking the 2025 Pirates to become the 2025 Pirates to be the 2012 Pirates and go from 79 wins, they went to 94. 15 win jump.
86-76.
That's what this team needs to do. And they're entrusting Ben Charrington to be the guy. Neil Huntington brought in Francisco Liriano and Russell Martin, made two huge moves.
Both of which paid massive dividends.
Yes.
Massive dividends. Martin was a complete culture change guy, and Liriano, I think, for the balance of that year, really, was their best pitcher. Man, a lot to say. I'll try to summarize it quickly then. I know you're fired up, probably because the Mets aren't playing right now, and you've got to get an outlet for that anger. I understand it. That was a cheap shot, and I don't know why. We're on the same side today. First off, whenever somebody asks you, why is Ben Cherington or why is X person the right person for the job, and you can't answer the question directly by saying, here's why Ben Cherington is right for the job, and you just start speaking in generalities, that is a dead giveaway. It's a very scared money, don't make money approach when Travis Williams is talking about it might set us back if we go to a different GM.
You know what he's doing, Chris?
He's living in his fears. That's right. That's right. If he was a football coach, I would be just pillorying him right now for this. So I think it's a scared money, don't make money approach. I think there are plenty of assistant GM types out there who would love to take over the job knowing that they need to try to build a winner now around Paul Skeens. I just find Travis Williams' entire answer there, all of it, to be very unconvincing. I think it's very easy to get up in front of a group of reporters who might be asking you very pointed, very tough questions and do what I think Travis Williams did there, and Ben Cherington for that matter. We'll get to him later. Speak in generalities about what we need to do and how we need to do it and how we need to be better. There is no young hitting core, as you pointed out. They were an aging team. The momentum part of it, though, is probably the most offensive part, because to me, that's telling your fans what you saw all year and what you saw in September. Don't look at that. Momentum would be like the Pirates in 2012, Pony, had momentum in the sense that they had technically more wins than they did in 2011.
They actually had no momentum, though, because they choked like
dogs. But hold on. But the real point here is momentum from season to season, I don't think, like September to April, does not exist. There's 6 months.
I agree with you. I'm 100% agreement with you on that.
But just so take that at face value. Momentum in this context does not actually exist, right?
Yeah.
If you were going to squint and say that it could exist, it should be on a season-to-season basis. And at least that team went from, what, 71 and 91 to 79.
Okay, so you're saying if they had gone from 76 to like 80 wins or something like that.
They were 81 and 81, and they had improved by five wins.
6 years is a long time to not get a winner, but we're getting closer.
And Don Kelly had been 14 games over 500 or something.
How do you say momentum when you won five fewer games?
That was my huge takeaway. You went 71 and 91. Forget about collapsing in the last month to get there. You were demonstrably worse this year by five full games than you were last year. By definite, if the Steelers went 9-8 this year or last year,
yeah,
and then this year ends and they went 6-11, and Omar Khan got up there and said, we believe in our young core and the momentum we generated heading into next year, I'd say, Omar, what are you smoking? Can I have some? I'd love some. Because it's just the dictionary definition of anything but momentum. And to me, it's Travis Williams trying to say, what you actually saw isn't real. We've got the secret formula back here. We've crunched all the data. This is why we're in better shape. Travis, you're not. And I don't think you're fooling anybody when you say you are. I just don't. Who's buying that out there? What Pirate fan watched this season, and other than maybe thinking Don Kelly got those guys to play harder for long stretches and wasn't totally devoid of managerial ability like Derek Shelton, what person watched that team and came away thinking, yeah, man, there's some trajectories here I love?
Ben Cherington built the lowest scoring Pirates offense this century, the worst by a mile. They were by far the worst offensive team in baseball. It's year six.
They have the worst record by 53 games
in
the division.
That's it, man. That's it.
In these 6 years he's been on the job, he has generated no momentum. If he's Sisyphus trying to push a big rock up a hill, it started rolling the wrong way on him this year, and it hadn't really been going in the good direction for a while.
I told you this might happen. What ended up happening here is one guy got scapegoated. It's all Derek Shelton's fault.
You were right about that.
I said the odometer was going to go back to 0-0.
Well, actually, no, hold on. I want to clarify one thing. I'll let you finish because you're right. The odometer went back to 0-0, but I think part of what you said was if Kelly manages like a 500 manager,
yeah,
it'll absolve Cherington. He didn't even do that.
He didn't do that, but
he was a 77-win manager.
I know, but individuals made enough strides globally in the organization too, where they all talked themselves or talked the boss into giving them one more shot. And the problem with this all is this, and we'll get to calls here coming up at 412-928-9370. You'll hear the clips coming back. They are talking a big game. Like, we are going to see things this offseason from the Pirates in terms of moves getting made like we've never seen before. And how many of you out there actually think that's going to happen?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Happen.
We know that we need to be better. We need to do things differently this offseason. We need to make sure that we're making the changes within baseball operations to be able to provide our players with the support that they need in order to be able to perform at an optimal level. And we also know at the same time that we need to be able to acquire or build on our offense. We're going to do that through trades or through acquisitions, trades or free agency acquisitions. We need to be willing to do that aggressively and decisively through this offseason. We've given ourselves the flexibility at the trade deadline in terms of payroll, and we believe that we have the ability to go out and add, and we have pitching depth that we can use in order to turn that into hitting depth.
All right, so Travis Williams talking a big game already, the playoffs. Blurted that out, talking about they got the money because of the savings at the trade deadline this year with the Key Brian Hayes deal, moves they made, and they're going to go out and aggressively add better hitters. They're going to do things differently. Trading pitchers for hitters, going out into free agency. That's the way they're trying to get the fans back on their side. Because the easy thing to do to get fans to at least peak up here, or perk up, and peak their interest would have been to fire Charrington and say, you've had a half dozen years, we're going backwards.
We're doing something major, changing the GM, which, that is different.
Which, by the way, the one thing I, like, generally speaking, that I just philosophically think Williams is wrong about, and I think this is true more for managers and coaches than it is for GMs, though. When somebody gets, like, for example, I'll just use a baseball example that Pirates fans remember. Okay, the Cubs built a young core of players. They had Rene Renteria managing the team. And Joe Maddon became available, and they said, screw it. Like, we have probably a below-average, unproven manager. Here's a guy that took the Tampa Bay Rays, for crying out loud, to the World Series. Now, I don't like Maddon personally, but that was a massive upgrade, and it worked. Like, they didn't say to themselves, well, we got an okay manager. We don't want to upset the apple cart here, set the team back. They pursued and brought in someone better. Ben Charrington has built the makings of a really good pitching staff. He has left you with horse crap offensively. There's one guy in the minor leagues who might be great who's knocking on the door. And there's almost nothing else. Get somebody in here to finish the job. Get somebody in there that's got an eye for talent, that's got a resume from an organization where they've developed hitters, who knows a good hitter. Have him seal the deal. Don't run it back with this guy and expect in year seven, all of a sudden, the light bulb's going to go on from him. What did the scout say? Ben Cherington couldn't tell the difference between Mickey Mantle and Mickey Mouse? I would say, yeah.
No, can Mickey Mouse switch it? Vance Like in the YouTube comments says, here's how I view it. If you send Cherington to the Brewers and bring Matt Arnold to the Pirates, I could almost guarantee you both franchises look exactly like they do right now. I disagree with
that. Completely disagree with that.
Cherington's tenure with the Red Sox, actually, should be support for the idea that he has had one great year in his career, truly. I mean, you got to tip your cap to him, and has been abysmal pretty much every other year without exception. Matt Arnold, I think, would absolutely have the Pirates in a significantly better spot. Would they be a playoff team? I'm not positive because there's a lot of variables that go into a small market, lower payroll team making it. But I can guarantee you almost Matt Arnold would have the Pirates better than 71 and 91 this year.
Look at the trades they've made. Look at what they brought back in the Devin Williams deal.
Look at the culture of that organization, Pony.
Look at what they brought back in the Corbin Burns deal. When they flip their guys, they bring in young players and young hitters who actually can get the job done. So I respectfully disagree with
him. But I also just...
Slyke, we went to the same high school, and I apologize for disagreeing with you.
I think the actual Andy Van Slyke, if he was in our YouTube comments, would be a little more profane. But, I mean, the bottom line is I think a GM helps set the agenda for a franchise, too, and Brewers players come up. And I don't know, man, you watch probably definitely more baseball, broadly speaking, than I do, but that team just looks like everyone that they bring up doesn't feel like they all know what they're doing. They're kind of like the new Cardinals in that way.
You want to talk about actual young hitters? Chirillo, 21 years old. Terang, 25 years old. Frelick, who's related to Joe Rutter, right?
Stop the Frelick thing.
No. Hold on. Frelick's dad is from Greensburg. He played baseball with Joe Rutter back in the day.
25. Durbin, 25. They're actually young, and there's hitting.
So let me ask you this about Terang. Do you have any sense of, do you remember or whatever, what he was supposed to be as a prospect?
Good, he was drafted in the first round.
I know he's the 21st pick, but that's hardly like a slam dunk. The guy's almost a 6-win player this year. Year over year, I want to stress this, he gets to Milwaukee, and because he's a very good defender, he was a 4.5-win player last year.
Yeah.
He upped his OPS by 130
Chris,
points this year, Pony.
He
got better across the board in year 25 of his
life. They turned a closer into two everyday players, Bowers and Durbin.
Cortez.
What's that?
I thought it was Cortez.
No, Cortez went to the Brewers in that deal, too. They got Bowers, Durbin. Maybe Bowers wasn't in that trade.
It was Cortez and Durbin Devin Williams deal.
Okay, still.
No, I know.
We got Rafael Flores back.
The fundamental thrust of what Travis Williams said that I think we both disagree with, and I suspect our listeners do, but that's why we'll take calls here in a second, is they are not building off of momentum that they generated this year at all. And the idea that you can't go to a new GM because it might set you back is not true.
Anthony in Oakland on the Buccos. Hello, Anthony.
You know, I'm not shocked, fellas, and I'm saddened more than anything that this franchise and owner has absolutely no respect for their fan base. They're insulting us by running this thing back. They've done nothing but reward mediocrity for almost 40 years in this town as far as the baseball goes. And it's just embarrassing. And we're not going to get a reprieve from Major League Baseball because the Pirates to the other teams are a filler. So they're not going to help us. So we're in the abyss. Because this owner does not want to win. I'll give you a prime example. Bruce Bochy won three World Series with the San Francisco 49 with the San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
He retires. He comes out of retirement. He wins a World Series with the Rangers 2 years ago, and he didn't make the playoffs the last two. He showed the door. Why is he showing the door? Because these other franchises want to win. It's not about making money. It's called money will come when we win. This guy here, and the owner should be upset because he's taking the money that they give from that fund they have and he's just putting it in his pocket.
He must be bamboozled into thinking that Charrington's good. Thanks, Anthony.
Well, hold on.
Because
I don't know about bamboozled. Him bringing him back when he's paid to make guys go away who had more success than Charrington's ever had here, that's, to me, a full-throated endorsement.
I know you said that. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying he either has been talked into or he believes on his own that Charrington is good at his job, because it would have been easier, even though it would have cost him a couple million dollars, he would have made it back in terms of goodwill accrued from fans if they had gotten rid of him.
Well, I think that would have been even more applicable after 2024 season. Here's the thing. I think you and I have talked in fact, I know we have, that somebody maybe convinced Bob not to fire both of those guys after last season. Okay?
Yep.
If that's true, and I happen to think it is, how could he watch this season play out the way it did and only deal in half measures and approve the firing of the manager, but not the guy above them?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Manager.
It was a very frustrating year in 2025, both on and off the field. That's not only the sentiment of Bob Nutting, but also myself and everybody else in the organization. We know we need to be better, and we will be better in 26.
All right, that's a guarantee from Travis Williams. We will be better in 2026. Dan Zangrilli with us did pre and post on over 130 Pirates games this year. Called a few as well, including a series sweep at the hands of the White Sox.
Remember that well.
They didn't even hit a single home run for you to call with excitement.
No. Oh, the Pham one was good.
Oh, Tommy Pham, yeah.
Was that in the
Chicago?
That was not in the White Sox series.
No, that was in Chicago against the Cubs.
Yeah, but the first series you ever got the call.
Yeah, it was bad.
They give you virtually nothing.
Against one of the worst teams ever assembled.
Yeah, I mean, there was a groundswell of cell.
They put a plate in front of you with a knife and a fork, 100%. And there was nothing on it, and they said, cut this up and make the best meal you can out of it.
Dan, they know what the problem is. They can't score runs. They need to either trade for hitters or bring in hitters in free agency. The team president said it. The GM said it. But why, after 6 years, would we trust this GM to identify and correctly procure those players to get this turned around?
Yeah, I mean,
that's my question.
Obviously, you know, the benefit of the doubt has not been earned, right? That's abundantly clear. I think just the answer to that, Andrew, is that if we weren't staring at a lockout in 2027, we would be looking at a regime change.
You love that. I love the lockout thing. You love coming to the CBA and the economics
of baseball. I do think he's right to bring
it up,
honey.
Real.
It's the most real a lockout or a work stoppage has felt since one actually happened that wiped out games.
And what it does, though, is it – and you don't know what's going to come out of that lockout. And I think you're all trying to arrange the deck chairs here for this Skeens window. That's what ratchets up the angst. And, of course, just 6 years of underperforming in a regime, that's enough to do it. But then you throw the Skeens stuff on top of it. How are you going to come out of that lockout? What is it going to look like? Is arbitration going to look differently? Is free agency going to look differently? That those tentacles are everywhere and everything. So your window is even shorter. So you're looking at almost 26
If there is a lockout, what do you think Bob's – I mean, I know what Bob's obvious hope is coming out of that lockout, that there's a cap.
Yeah, and I bet you he would go for a floor too. Because if there's a floor –
What if the floor was like 120?
Well, that's – tough, but that means that revenue is probably flowing much better within the league if there's a cap and a floor. I think the Pirates have a revenue issue. That's the deal. Like this narrative that, like, you know, people are pocketing cash and no, I mean, attendance was down 11%, but if there is a floor and there's a cap, that probably means that there's more revenue flowing to the smaller market teams. So, yeah, I think he would go for that.
If this is something that many people inside baseball think is going to happen after next season, I would get the guy in place who you want to be your GM now so you understand who this guy is, so he's in place and already here when you have to navigate that uncertainty next winter.
So, I mean, but you also have this pitching staff and you just need to figure out the offense and then...
Yeah, and you have someone who can't figure out the offense in charge.
So you would basically tear it down and rebuild?
I don't know. I don't think that's tearing it down. I don't understand why... Travis implied that too. That makes no sense to me.
Well, I'll say why it does make sense from... Like, you're not necessarily thrilled with how things are going, but if you bring somebody else in here, are they going to be able to navigate this for the 1 year? Are they going to be making changes? Are they going to be able to take this thing... halfway built for that 1 year, by the time they assess everything, they could potentially do more damage. And that's not in any way an endorsement for this the guy that they're bringing back. It's just, this is the situation that we're in. This is our timeline. These are our options. None are particularly great. So
I just think we're overcomplicating how someone who's probably been working in baseball, how hard it would be for him to evaluate free agent hitters inside other organizations and being able to figure out what he has in terms of the Pirates pitchers. I don't think that that's rocket science.
I mean, probably truth is somewhere in the middle. Like, I don't think it's an easy thing. You know, you bring a new GM in with a pending lockout. I don't know. I think if you had more runway, Andrew, I think they want to try to capture whatever they can in 26. And obviously 26 is it. For everybody involved. I would say that's including the president. That's including the general manager as well.
So you think when they talk about free agency and bringing in hitters and being more aggressive and doing those things, it's not hollow or empty? You actually think it's all going to happen?
To what extent? I mean, I think, yeah, they're going to be a little more aggressive than they have. I think they're going to spend more money than they have. I don't think it's going to be around 85 to 90. I wouldn't be shocked if it pushed closer to 100 because they have the clock is beyond ticking. Like, this is the year. This is the rent is more than due. It's got to happen or they're going to lose their jobs. Like, they're on notice.
Weren't they on notice after last year?
Yeah, you would think so. But 27, I think, is a big factor in all this.
What do you make of Travis Williams talking about momentum that they've generated from this year heading into next year?
I mean, I'm not a believer in that. I mean, from the culture standpoint, from having a new guy in there that everybody seems to be liking and publicly vouching for, I guess if that's what he means by momentum, I guess that can be true. But, like, no.
The guy fact did that manage at a 77-win pace. I mean, right. They're acting like he's Connie Mack 100%. When they did this press conference
So that's
yesterday.
Why I don't necessarily, like, believe in it, but I believe that the right person is.
Do they feel like that, Pony, sorry, do you get the sense from people you talk to over there that they felt like giving Don Kelly that extension was something of a let's make our fans happy move, that they felt like that curried favor with a fan base that's increasingly, I think, frustrated, bordering on apathetic?
I mean, I'm sure it's a little bit of a factor because I think he does register with the fans, but
Well, it didn't yesterday because they announced at the same press conference that Cherington would come back.
Right. So
they did not win a PR battle yesterday the way that press conference went down.
Yeah. So that's why I say it's not necessarily like if there's a list of 10 things, it's probably like eighth or ninth. Like it's a box that's checked, but it's not the box. So no.
Dan, of all the things Travis said about like taking stock of the team they have right now and why he thinks they're close. The comment that baffled me and I thought was the most factually inaccurate is when he said, we have a young core of good hitters. No, you do not. Yeah. You don't have
That's
any. Spencer Horwitz is going to be 28. O'Neill Cruz went backwards big time. The only guy 25 and younger who got meaningful at bats this year for you is Henry Davis, who hit .167. Yeah. You're not a young team.
No, I mean, that's categorically false.
That's what freaks me out. Like,
they have Connor Griffin, and that's
it. So he's the entire cavalry.
Yeah.
Dan.
Is he going to be a 15-win player, Dan? Is he going to be Ohtani and pitch and hit and do everything?
Is he going to be the single greatest position player in Major League Baseball history?
And I said to Chris
this
too, Dan. I don't trust Cherington. This is such a big thing in baseball. To pick the right time to call the guy up. That's massive. The timing with... I'm not talking about arbitration clocks. I'm talking about when is this guy big league ready?
From a hitter perspective,
yes.
Or just in
how
general?
Many guys, how many post game calls have you taken? Man, they screwed this guy up because they rushed him.
100%. There's no benefit of the doubt. There's no trust that's been earned here. I'm not sitting here defending like this is a great situation to be in. I'm just trying to logically put the pieces
we
together.
We know that, Dan.
So like what? Yeah, they've done well with pitching. They've got to figure out offense.
Give me a move
like,
you'd make. Give me a move you'd make this offseason that would not be obvious, necessarily a cure-all for them, but you think would move them in the right direction.
I don't know. I've pointed to Luis Arraez, but that doesn't help their slug problem. I like him. I think he's going to be undervalued. He could lengthen the lineup potentially, but that's a singles hitter. It's a former batting title guy. I think it comes through trade.
How about Bo Bichette?
Come on, Chris.
I think you're going to see more prospects move than anything. I would try to get something from Oakland. I would even try to get
Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah. I would try to maybe deal with Minnesota.
Luis, I just for the record think that the most likely guy they'd actually bring in as a free agent is Arraez, and I would be disgusted by that.
I wouldn't be disgusted by it, but Dan's right. It does not solve
hitter.
Their problem whatsoever.
He's actually a guy I would say, okay, he has to hit like sixth in your lineup, and you have to hope you have people on base ahead of him so he can hit the most two-run singles since Alan Craig.
Yeah.
By the way, Travis Williams, I don't think Pony and I have asked this at all. We know that Frank Coonerly, at the end of his tenure, even though he was a business side guy, got very involved in the baseball side and had very strong opinions. What is your understanding of the degree to which Travis involves himself in actual baseball decisions versus just the business ops side?
More than in the past, but relatively speaking to Frank, using that comparison, very little.
Okay, how about just forget about the Frank comparison. Does he involve himself a good amount or no?
I don't think from a baseball side of thing, maybe from a how does this play into the finances, and I'm sure he's involved.
Well, those are inextricably linked.
Yeah, but how he plays in like, oh, I like this guy or I like his swing plane. I don't
like
think,
if Travis. Yeah. Okay, just humor me here. Yeah. If Travis said, "I've watched this Luis Arraez, I absolutely love him."
Yeah.
What sway, if any, would that carry if he walked into Ben's office and said, "I think we should make a play."
I don't
for
think
this
it would
guy.
Help with Ben, but I think if he said it enough to Bob, maybe Bob would recommend it to Ben. And he doesn't really do that a lot, but maybe something like that could happen.
Well,
unlikely, but not impossible.
I think the dysfunction primarily is that there is no. Nobody that Ben reports to. Like that is, who's the
president of baseball ops?
100%.
Yeah.
And who is the person that is right there in Nutting's hip
like
pocket?
Like a Theo Epstein type.
That is right there.
Dave Dombrowski
100%.
Type. 100%.
Who is that person?
So Ben looks at the mirror. Do you think this is a good move, Ben? Yes, I do.
He's basically, Dan, the buck stops with him.
Are we going to see any more changes? Is what we see what we get here with the brain trust coming back? What other changes are we going to have?
I think you're going to see coaching staff changes now that you've got the manager.
So Haig goes after 1 year because they were the worst hitting team in baseball?
I don't know if it's him specifically, but even Ben, I think, has telegraphed in a couple of his answers the last two media availabilities, his radio show in Atlanta and then against the Athletics. I think you're going to see staff moves, but which ones, I don't know.
Dan Zangrilli, you listen to him. For almost 162, he talked about digging themselves out of a depth of hell. below Satan and Lucifer at one point this season. So thank you.
Did we have Dante's Inferno reference there? There are a lot of circles in that ring.
All your yeoman's work this year, Dan.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Bye now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.